Douglas Frazier, the former head of the United Auto Workers, has died. Frazier led the union in the late 1970s and early 80s. At the time, he was credited with helping save Chrysler. And as NPR's Frank Langford reports, in the bare-knuckle world of labor negotiating, Frazier is also remembered for being unusually good-natured.
I met Doug Frazier, everyone knew him as Doug, at his modest townhouse in suburban Detroit last summer. The United Auto Workers were starting contract talks with Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler. No current union officials would talk to reporters, but Frazier made time. He greeted me at the door with his oxygen tank in tow. He was entering his 10th decade and suffering from emphysema, but he was still cheerful. We sat at his kitchen table and talked for an hour. He answered most every question. At one point, I asked what contract talks are really like.
There's a great deal of profanity. There's all sorts of blow-ups pounding on the table. One of the things I remember is pick up all your notes and everything, stuff in your briefcase, so you're going to walk out and nothing happens. You have to take that stuff out of your briefcase again.
Frazier could be tough like that at times, but those who knew him say he was mostly easygoing. Gerald Myers is the former head of American Motors Corporation. Over the years, he argued with Frazier on everything from pensions to overtime.
I never felt a hard edge. Mm-hmm. Everything he said and everything he did was velvet and was pleasant. And with other labor negotiators, but it was god-awful.
Throughout his career, Frazier fought for better wages and benefits for his members. But he may be best remembered for helping save Chrysler from bankruptcy. Chrysler head Lee Iacocca persuaded the federal government to give the company loan guarantees, but Frazier's role was critical. He convinced his members to take temporary wage cuts to show the government that they were doing their part to keep the company afloat. Gerald Myers says that made a big difference.
They could not have gotten a loan guarantee without labor making the concessions that Doug arranged.
Such cuts were unheard of in the middle of a contract. Frazier recalled how unhappy members were in an interview with NPR's Renee Montagne.
And I remember in Chrysler, and then 79 and 80 and 81, where we had to make these horrible sacrifices in terms of wages and pensions because Chrysler was on the brink of bankruptcy. Well, we made those agreements. There's a feeling of depression is what it was.
But Chrysler survived, and many union workers kept their jobs. In the following decades, both the auto industry and the labor movement have struggled. But true to form, Frazier remained optimistic. Here he is talking with NPR in 1997.
The labor movement, the whole movement, it's a constant struggle. It's a never-ending struggle. And you have to view it that way. And if you rest on your oars, then you're going to witness the demise of the labor movement practically. But I can't see that happening.
Douglas Frazier died late Saturday night. He was 91 years old. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.